وتعالى. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن أولى الناس بي يوم القيامة أكثرهم علي صلاة، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. This is the day of Jumu'ah, and on top of it in the month of Ramadan, when the ibadat, there is no limit to how much Allah increases the value of ibadat. And a special ibadat of the day of Jumu'ah, and also a special ibadat of the city of Madinatul Munawwara, is Durood Sharif, Salawat ala Nabi. So this is a special ibadat of Jumu'ah also, then it is the month of Ramadan as well. So we should try and make as much ihtimam, take precaution to read as much Durood Sharif as possible. In this ayat kareema, which is known to everyone, every Muslim knows this ayat, knows the translation also. In it, Allah Ta'ala says, the complete translation which our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair had taught us, that this is a nominative sentence which shows to continuity. And the verb that is used in here is also one that shows to continuity. So it is necessary when translating to add Allah and the Malaika continuously send durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Amr command is also made from Mudari, which also shows continuity. So Allah then commands the believers that you people also send durood, which also should be continuous. All the time we should be also sending durood and salam also. And we should be sending this with great love, enthusiasm, and in great abundance. That Allah Ta'ala is sending durood, what does it mean? It is quite clear that Allah is not sending durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as ibadat. Whose ibadat must Allah make? Allah is ma'bud. Allah doesn't make anyone's ibadat. So the meaning of Allah Ta'ala sending durood, the ulama have written, one is that Allah is continuous sending His rahmat, His mercy on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which are coming down like torrents. What is the Victoria Falls, what is the Niagara Falls, or any other big falls of the world, where a person is to wear a raincoat if he doesn't want to get wet, though he's at a great distance from the falls. But the splashes are so much. What to say about Allah's rahmat that is coming on Rawza-e Mubarak continuously. And there we don't have to wear a raincoat, but we have to take off the raincoat of gunas. If a person goes prepared, cleanses himself, and that is why we should make contact with mashayikh, who will encourage us and teach us how to take off our sins. And a person who goes without sins, then even one drop of that rahmat falls on us, it will change a person's life. Otherwise people go for umrah, hajj, without namaz in their life. While they are there also, how many don't make namaz? Forget not with jamaat, don't make namazes. And yeah, everyone think, what a pious person. He's gone for hajj, he's gone for umrah, but he's not even making namazes there. Because the raincoat of gunas are on, the environment doesn't affect us. And we come back without namazes in our life. So much so that even now in the month of Ramadan, a person is not making namazes. He didn't get any of that mercy of Allah Ta'ala. That is the one meaning, that Allah is continuously sending His mercies down. The other meaning, when this ayat was revealed, then Nabi Sallallahu, when the ayat وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, when that ayat was revealed, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba kiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, what is the meaning? Sahaba who were a complete embodiment of respect and adab, they said, Allahu wa rasuluhu alam. That Allah and His Rasul know better. Today, respect is gone out of us. We don't respect the ulama. We become big muftis. We give advice to ulama and we tell them what to do. Fatwas we give. What? No, we can't even write properly. We can't even spell correctly. We don't know translation correctly also. And it is not the translation that is required. From the actual Arabic text, a person has to understand. We haven't got any of that, but we are so disrespectful that we giving advice to ulama. And we giving masalas to ulama. Sahaba, we should learn from the Sahaba. They were a complete embodiment of adab. They said, Allahu wa Rasulu alam. Deeni matters is the department of Allah and His Rasul. So today also, all deeni matters, we mustn't become like big allamas. We want to give our big fatwas or something, and we want to show that we know a lot, and we want to give advice to ulama. This we should leave to the department of the people of deen, to the ulama. Then Allah sent the tafsir of this ayat. And what a beautiful tafsir Allah sent. The tafsir, إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِيَّ. Allah said that when I will be remembered, Allah Ta'ala, I have made the arrangement, you will be remembered with me also. So we see due to geographical differences of time in the world, every moment there is azan carrying on in the world. And no azan can be complete without ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. So Allah's zikr, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Allah's Rasul's zikr. In the morning the first thing we hear is azan. Last thing at night, azan. So that is a mu'min. Otherwise people listen to all filth and dirt on the TV, on the radio and all that. People are interested in other things. But a mu'min, the first thing he hears is azan in the morning. Last thing, after Isha, he goes and sleep, a mu'min. The sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if there is no deeni need, then sleep after Isha. Don't waste time. So that you can get up for tahajjud, you can get up for fajr again. So a mu'min is like that. And then when he is born, adhan is given in the right ear, iqama in the left ear. Again, Allah's zikr, Allah's Rasul's zikr. When he dies, when they close his eyelids, Bismillahi wa ala millati Rasulillah. When they make janazah namaz, Subhanakallahumma, Allah's zikr. And then Durood Sharif, Allah's Rasul zikr. When they put him in the qabr, Bismillah wa ala millati Rasulillah. So the whole day from morning to night, east to west, where there is Allah's zikr in the world, Allah's Rasul zikr. So this is that durood that Allah is sending. Wa rafa'na laka dhikrak, we are making your zikr all the time more and more higher. Now Allah's Rasul is being remembered in the whole world all the time. And then wa malaikatuhu, Allah's malaika are also sending durood. Now ulama have written the meaning of the durood of the malaika is that they are in the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And anyone, how much he knows something, he praises that thing. Today we praise our cell phone, the type I got. We can't stop talking. My cell phone can do this, can do that. And we'll build up a conversation to bring our point, whatever we want to discuss. Our new Mercedes Benz, what it can do. The BMW, whatever a person has got attachment for, he praises it. A person praises his children. He praises his grandchildren because he loves them. But unfortunately, we don't read durood because we don't know our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we should make dua to gain the ma'rifat, to know who our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is. Allama Busairi rahmatullah alayhi says, for the vast majority of people, wa innahu la rasulullah, that is Allah's Rasul, finished, that's all. But what is it all? Read the whole Qasida Burda Sharif. All the asma, the names of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once I was in Masjid al-Nabawi, and one buzurg met him, so he asked me, how many names has Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got? So I remembered in some Quran Sharifs in the front are the 99 names of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, and at the end 99 names of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So you say, yeah, in Masjid al-Nabawi on the front wall, 360 names of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So if we come to know who our Nabi was, then naturally a person, and that is the root that has got value, which comes naturally. And then a person reads that durood, and what love and what enthusiasm, what that feeling, how we praise that cell phone, how you praise your family members, how you praise your Mercedes. More than that, naturally the praises, and you will look for opportunities where I can take out the subject of my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and talk about him. And when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's maqam and position is so high that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself says, wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim, that your akhlaq are the most high, sublime. When Allah ta'ala himself says, wa innaka la'ajran ghayra mamnoon, your rewards, there is no limits to your rewards. And all the time, the whole ummah, what amal they are doing, is going to the credit of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How high is in the position, and getting higher all the time. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam doesn't need it. Allah said, wa rafa'na laka dhikrak, we have made you the host most high. Who can make Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam high? But it is our good fortune that we have the opportunity of the amal, and it's been credit. And if a person makes consciously in his nafil ibadah the niyat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his ibadah will gain, will shine out much more, and will become much more valuable. So when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, inna a'tainaka al-kawthar, we have given you the well of kawthar. And also kawthar, khair kathir, we have given you the khair, goodness in great abundance. No, Nabi has got that goodness which Allah had given to our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. When Allah ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, we have sent you as a complete mercy for the whole, for all the alameen, not only for the Muslims, not only for the dunya, but for all the realms, we have sent you as a complete mercy. So what is not the great position of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Hassan ibn Sabit rahmatullah alayhi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the poet of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam should call him to say poetry in praises of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of Islam, etc., of the Quran. On one occasion he says, wa ahsanu minka lam tara qattu ayni, my eye has not seen anyone as handsome and as beautiful as you. Wa ajmalu minka lam talidi nisa, and no woman has ever given birth to anyone as beautiful as you. Khuliqta mubarra'an min kulli aibin, Allah created you free of all faults. Kaannaka khuliqta kama tasha, as though how you wanted to be made, Allah made you like that. Allama Abu Sayri rahmatullah alayhi says that faqan nabiyyina fi khalqin wa fi khuluqin, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam surpassed all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam together in his bodily features also, and in his akhlaq also. Surpass them, to understand it, like today in an Olympics race, a person wins the race by split seconds, by a thousand of a second. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam won the race when he was at the winning post. The other Anbiya alayhi salam were not seen on the horizon still, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reached. That is our Nabi. So if a person knows, and when a person will make amal on the sunnahs, he'll get the enjoyment of the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that will be a person who has made his niyat akhirat. That person will enjoy making amals on sunnah. Then he will enjoy Nabi, and then he won't help it but just to be praising and thanking his Nabi all the time. Like a person praises his father who left him with so many things, taught him so many good habits. A person praises his ustad who had taught him. Today he's reading Qiraat so beautifully, the world is praising him, but in his heart, this is my ustad's barakat. He taught me. Whatever, your sheikh, that what he had taught you, but all this is for that person who practices. He gets that enjoyment. A person who doesn't practice, if the pudding is there, you're not eating it, how are you going to praise it? When you eat it and you enjoy the biryani, the roast, and you enjoy it, then you say, oh, who cooked this? And you praise them, that what a cook this person is. So those who practice, they will get that enjoyment. then durood will come automatically. Du'as for your sheikh will come automatically. For your parents, for your ustad, it will come automatically. So there is durood of the malaika is the praises of Nabi Sallallahu. Then Allah commanded, he the believers, who are the friends of Allah Ta'ala. Allahu waliyul ladina amanu. And a friend, whenever he knows there is something good, he tells his friend about it. He will phone him, you heard this, you heard something is going cheap in the shops. Hey, butter is going very cheap. The phone, or phone everyone. Everyone goes and buy out the butter. Friend will tell his friend. So there's great business. Hey, we know many businesses. We know furniture business, import, export trade. We know wholesale, retail. But unfortunately, if we don't know, there is a business like sending Durood Sharif also. There is a business like reading Quran Sharif also. Allahu Akbar. As far as the reading of the Quran, there is the month of Ramadan. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib, rahmatullahi alayh, for 42 years, every day in Ramadan, one khatam. Every day one khatam, 42 years. And Hazrat then encouraged his friends, his murids, that you people increase durood, tilawat also. Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib, rahmatullahi alayh, read 60 Qurans in Ramadan. The other friends read 58, others 55. So Quran Sharif, reading of Quran is a business, a great business. Hal adullukum ala tijaratin. Allah says, must I not show you such a business? Inna Allah ishtara min al-mu'mineen. Allah has made a business with us, he bought us over, and he has given us Jannah. So these are the great businesses. The business of sending Durood Sharif. Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri rahmatullah alayhi used to say that it is as though there is a company, and this company of this business, the directors are Allah Ta'ala, and the farishtas are the directors, so to say, and they are giving shares that you can buy. How many durood you read are so many shares. And the returns, dividends, the minimum in my small little knowledge that I have, that for one share you get return of, you bought a share for 1 rand, 70 rands you get. And no, nothing, you don't have to pay anything, net you get your 70. And that is the minimum. And that will stay with you wherever you are in the world. You won't have to have an ATM to draw out the durood you send. You won't have to go to a bank. Nothing. Wherever you are, it is with you. And it will help you everywhere. Those three people in the grave, in the cave, the amal help them. Durood will help a person. Many times we think, I just got saved. Narrow escape. Some good deed you do. And when we get involved in a problem, some guna came. And that caused that problem of ours. So it is Allah Ta'ala that who gives us this great prophet. The prophet, the minimum. For one durood that you send, Allah sends 10 duroods on you. What is our durood? Our mouths are stinking. Our minds are dirty, polluted our hearts. But you send one durood, that dirty durood of yours, so to say. But durood is so beautiful. And Allah say, Allah who is pure, Subhan, he sends 10 duroods on you. We send one durood, Allah sends 10 salamati on you. A person who gets salamati from Allah, what is that person? One of the greatest ni'mat of Jannat, one of the greatest ni'mat that the people of Jannat will say when they have entered, Alhamdulillahi alladhi adhaba anna al-huzn. That Allah has taken grief and worry away. Here in this world, every person has got worry. Crime, you know, in different countries, some places earthquakes, some places volcanoes, they are worried all the time. So that worry you have got. Some places crime. Otherwise in your health you have got worried. Worry, I can get a heart attack, I can get a stroke, I can become paralyzed. Sometimes motor car accidents you are worried about. I can get involved in a motor car accident. Sometimes about your children you are worried. That, ya Allah, I don't know what will happen to my children. Environment is such today. All the time a person has got worry. And a person, this worry kills him. In Jannat, no worry, no death also. Just to think, give it thought, that if you have no worry, what a life you've got. Nothing, 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 no worry, that will be Jannat. So Allahu Akbar. So Allah sends 10 salamatis, that life of Jannat Allah gives you here. When Allah sends 10 salamatis on you, Allah raises your stages in Jannat by 10.
Allah adds 10 good deeds to your record of deeds. Allah forgives 10 gunas from you. And 10 farishtas make dua for you. And Allah raises your stages by 10. What? Just one durood. You bought for 1 million and you made a profit of 70 million. And the 70 million cannot compare what one neki is by Allah Ta'ala. So such a business. And this is not a fly-by-night business. The directors are Allah and His malaika. They are solid and they are since ever Allah Ta'ala and forever Allah Ta'ala is. So such a great business Allah has given us of sending Durood Sharif. In the hadith it comes, Inna awla an-nasi bi, the person who will be the most closest to me, Yawm al-Qiyamah, on that horrible, terrible day of Qiyamah, Aktharuhum alayya salatan, those who send the most durood to me. The ulama have written 3 meanings of this, awla an-nas, who will be the closest. One is physically, those people will be closest bodily to Nabi sallallahu, to be where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is on the day of Qiyamah, where all the rahmat will be coming to be there. And it's everyone's choice. Whoever sends more durood, the more closer he's going to become. And we can't do it there when we will see. Now is the time to do it. The second meaning is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will love that person the most who sends the most durood. In about 50 years ago, one person in Bombay saw a dream that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person that I love the most presently in the whole world is Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya sahab, rahmatullah alayhi. And the reason, the durood he reads on me after Asr on a Friday. And Hadrat Shaykh, when I went to Saharanpur, I mentioned this. Then Maulana Salman, his son-in-law, told me, on a Friday, Hadrat, whole time between Asr and Maghrib, only Durood Sharif. Every Friday. No majlis, nothing. So every person, it's up to every individual. How much Durood we will read, and especially on a Friday. If think now, ask ourselves, today is Jummah, how many Durood did I read? And today is the day or the month of Ramadan. How many? Mashallah, some of our friends have reported how much they are reading. One friend even kept roza of not talking. Mashallah, he finished his whole roza of not talking. So, mashallah, there are brothers who are responding. But there are others who are more cold and dead than a dead person also. It makes no difference whether it's Ramadan, whether it's Jummah, not even one durood. And yet we claim that we are ashiks of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we make our form that we are very pious and very religious, but inside totally not empty, dirty. So this is a month to cleanse ourselves. So the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The third meaning is that person will get the most intercession, sifarish, shafaat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who reads the most durood. So it is up to every individual and how desperate we won't be on that day. Like a person will cling onto a straw on the water. Like that a person will need help like that on the day. His mother won't help him, father won't help him, his children won't help him. But your durood will help you. It comes in a hadith that a person who was doomed to Jahannam, destined to Jahannam, his left pan of the scale full with gunas, right pan nothing, empty, no good deeds he did. Then suddenly he sees a handsome young man come and puts a small paper on the right hand scale and a pan, and it outweighs all that of his gunas. He says, may Allah, I be sacrificed on you. You didn't make my life, you made my eternity. Not my day, not my life, you made my eternity. I was going to Jahannam, what azab? I'm going to Jahannam. Who are you and what did you put? Said, I'm your Rasul, and that durood that you read for me, that I put. So our durood will have the value. So we should try and read this durood, and the durood after Asr on a Friday, the boards are put up. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin Nabiyyil Ummi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima. 80 times, 80 years gunas are made maaf. 80 years sawabs of ibadat is written for a person. Who can live for 80 years and only make guna, or only make sawab? but yeah, in a matter of about 4 minutes, but we see we haven't got that patience. We haven't got that love, that desire. So hard to sit for that 4 minutes. We find it a burden. We find it we can't do it. And the zikr of Allah, it comes, the durood sharif is also Allah's zikr also at the same time. It comes that a person who loves the zikr of Allah, it's a sign he loves Allah. And a person who doesn't like zikr, he can't sit, it's too boring, it's taking too long, no benefit in it. When he just gets up and goes away, it's a sign that Allah doesn't like him, he doesn't like Allah. And a person who can sit in majalis of zikr, it's a sign of the love of Allah Ta'ala. So this durood sharif is very, very valuable. It comes in the hadith sharif, Al-Bakhilu idha zukirtu indahu falam yusalli alayya. A real miserly, and like to understand the word stingy, miserly. They couldn't have been explained better than what it is, the use of it in this hadith. Is that person who is really a miser, that Allah's Rasul's ihsanat on us, favors upon us. Lawlaka lama khalaqtul khalq. Had it not been for you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I should not have created the creation. This whole world is in the sadqa and in the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our existence, our eyes, our brains, our heart, our family, our business, whatever is the sadqa of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we can't say one thank you also, one jazakallah also. How stingy is that person? If somebody was in hospital for 6 months, he didn't pay his rent, he no water and lights account, he's in terrible arrears, and somebody comes and puts 100,000 rand in his hand, go sort yourself out, buy groceries for the family, pay your rent, whole life you'll sing his praises. What is 100,000 rand in comparison to the favors that through Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we got Iman, we got Islam, we got this day of Jummah. We can't imagine what we haven't got, but not one durood also, we can't say one jazakallah also, then what is the value of that person? Our durood, there are 4 meanings of it. We are saying jazakallah. And we didn't know how to say. So Allah gave us durood. And Allah told, you read durood. But in every durood, we are telling Allah, you send durood. Allahumma salli. Sallallahu. So because we were not fit, Allah said, I'll send it on your behalf, but I'll credit your account that you send the durood. So it's saying jazakallah, making du'as for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't need our du'as, but we are benefiting. Thirdly, the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And fourthly, the expression of our love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how much less we are reading, understand it's a sign, so much less love we got for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how much more we are reading, understand, so much more love we have got for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So durood sharif is a very great ibadat, very simple, very easy, and the rewards are unbelievable. And durood will bring the whole of deen in a person's life. The love of sunnats, the love of deen, and akhirat will become beloved to that person. And there is no expenses, you don't have no big building you need to start reading durood. You don't need a big bank balance to start reading. Anyone can read. May Allah give us tawfiq, and especially in the month of Ramadan, to increase our durood as much as we can. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.